Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's May
1st. Hey!
And Em and I have finally conquered our skill of speaking the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, one word down.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Eva's here.
Oh.
Eva picked our stories today.
Eva did.
We're very excited.
One of her perks. I'm not going to call it one of her roles.
Perks, yeah.
One of the lucky things she gets to do is read the listener stories and help us pick some good ones. So
yeah, if y'all are emailing.
Good old Eva's.
Eva's your gal.
We haven't read these.
Nope. This is the first time I've done one where I haven't read the story.
That's not true. I picked a couple. There are a couple You're episodes
right.
where I did it.
You're right. You're right. This is the first time neither of us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These were not picked.
This is fun
by
for
us.
Me. I'm very excited.
So our reactions will be even more genuine than
usual.
Oh my
God, and Eva printed them
She literally printed them instead of us having to read them on our dying laptops, which is great. And she printed them in color.
I mean, come on.
What gets better than that? Also, she spent all day with us and she hasn't ripped her own hair out yet, which is amazing.
I don't know. I have a sneaking suspicion she's texting.
I mean, there's a bald patch in the back of her head, but I just assumed she came here with that.
She's texting her boyfriend like, get me out.
So she's probably going to get good and drunk tonight after she leaves here because she'll need it.
And I condone it.
Even Allison left. She couldn't handle it.
Allison was like, goodbye. I'm heading out. Blaze left. Alexander retreated to his room and Gio left. And Eva is stuck around.
Before we get into this, I do want to do the disclaimer now.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we, up until now, as you know, and we've been very passively complaining about is that
so passively and subtly.
So many people have become Patreon donors, mm-hmm. which is such a good problem to have. But when we originally started out the reading everyone's name at the end that donates, we expected 10 of you to ever do it. And now we are officially over 1,000 people.
That's a
that donate.
Lot of names.
And so we last month, they had to, when Blaze and Allison and Alexander did the episode, there were 900. Before that, it was 700. And we're realizing that reading the names takes 40 minutes alone.
It's been longer than the actual episode.
When we've gotten a lot of people saying that they only donate because they want to hear their name. And so we've been trying to respect that. But at this point, it's getting out of hand.
We've been brainstorming this for months now.
Of a way to be able to give you something different instead.
Yeah.
So at the end of this episode, you're not going to hear your names. And I'm sorry, but what we are going to be doing.
Oh, no. Deborah just threw her phone against the wall.
she's like, I'm done. This
sorry.
Is it.
Sorry, Deborah. This
so
for you.
If you donate at all to us, what is going to now happen is we are going to be posting a list of everyone who has donated that month as a thank you. And on top of that, in replacement of saying your name, you can log on to Patreon and you will be getting every month a new hand-selected story that we won't be reading on the air. We will, instead, it'll be extra
Content, yeah.
Extra content, extra personal stories that you guys will get to read that others won't get to hear on the show.
Like a monthly selection, like, oh, M's story of the month or Christine's or...
Right. Every month, someone else will have picked the story. So some months, I might pick the story that you guys get.
Juniper's itching to pick one.
One of the, you know, the cat That's or Geo might be able to pick a story, or Christine will pick a story, or even like maybe Allison, Blaze, Eva, Alexander, our moms. Who knows?
Who knows?
That we could get like, we'll have like a guest star pick every now and then.
Yeah.
But... instead of saying your names, we're just going to give you one good juicy story to read that others don't get to hear.
Yeah.
And we it's becoming too much.
And we think it's a better way to spend, like, because it takes us probably at least 45 minutes, and then I cut it down, but it takes like 45 minutes to read all the names, which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think we were like, what? This is just such a better way to spend our time. And more like... entertaining for you guys, I think.
Yeah, I feel like instead of sitting there for a half an hour waiting to hear your name, and if your name is Sarah and 30 Sarahs have donated, not knowing which Sarah it is, I feel like it's probably more entertaining for you guys to actually get like a story that gives you the chills.
Like a bonus story, yeah.
Yeah.
So we hope that's okay with you guys. If it's not, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, we just can't do it. Help.
And also to everyone that's going to be listening to like the whole year of listeners episodes up until now first, and think that we're probably going to be getting a few emails.
I think a lot of people stop listening as soon as we start with the names, because a lot of people have said like, you say people's names for 40 minutes. Like,
okay. Well,
unless you're like someone who's in that list, you're not going to listen to that.
Right.
Okay.
So thank you for all that everyone's done in the last more than a year.
Yes.
That got their names spoken and shouted out. But
and your name will live on forever in those episodes,
and you will still see your name in a thank you list that gets posted once a month.
Yes.
And your name will be recognized,
and this time that we have now, this 45 minutes, we can put toward doing more for you guys than
yes
listing the names.
That being said,
let's go. Can I read the story that so we tried to print it?
Yeah.
And then Eva was like, just read off the computer because our printer's
so Eva failed. Interesting. Noted.
I mean...
we'll talk about it later when she's not here. It's fine. I'm kidding.
We'll talk about it off air.
We'll talk about it off air once Eva is at least 10 miles south.
Mm-hmm. No. So our printer is a piece of garbage sometimes.
Got it. Me too.
Love to be a printer. That...
that was the
one. Signifies the start of listener episodes. That's our new thing. Okay. Let's go.
Well, you got to read the thing off.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Hey. My name is Allie, and I just started listening to your podcast not too long ago, and now your beautiful voices get me through my long drives. I'm not sure if my story is worth reading. Me neither.
Well, we'll find out.
There we go. But here goes. I was born and raised in Lomita, California, and I've been here all my life. It's a very small, quiet town, and nothing big really happens here except this.
Okay.
This story is about a man named David Viens who owned a small restaurant called Time Cafe, T-H-Y-M-E.
Nice.
I had a friend who said Thyme, just saying. It was funny.
Okay.
We made a lot of fun of it. Okay. Which is about a block away from me. One day his wife, Dawn, went missing and people started to ask questions. He simply said she left him and sent fake text messages to her friends to make it seem like she was still alive. Oh, no.
Nice.
Her friends and family were suspicious, though, especially since he got a girlfriend soon after his wife disappeared. After 8 months of her disappearance, the police decided to start an investigation. They went to his apartment, found blood on his walls that he had tried to clean, and matched it with Dawn's. After he found out the police were going to arrest him, he got in his car with his girlfriend and drove to the Palos Verdes cliffs. I don't like that. And began telling her everything. He then got out of the car, jumped off the 80-foot cliff.
What?
And survived!
That's amazing.
The police brought him to the hospital. Oh, my God! And can you imagine being the girlfriend being like, oh, what a lovely view. And he's like, by the way, I killed my wife and then jump off a cliff. Holy shit. Okay. Brought him to the hospital. Questioned where the body was. He said it was an accident that she died because she was being too noisy.
I mean,
it's not a cat. What do you mean noisy?
Would she murder a cat for being too noisy?
No, but it's just like, that's a thing you say about animals, not a person.
I know.
No, that sounded really, I know. So he tied her up and duct taped her mouth so he could sleep.
Oh my God.
He What? He woke up the next morning to find her suffocated to death.
Oh my God.
As to what he had done with the body, he cut her into pieces and boiled her in his restaurant.
Oh, shut the fuck up. And fed it to people? Tell me she fed it. He fed it to people.
Now, as for how this story involves me. Oh no.
Oh shit.
His house is right across the street from mine. I was younger back when this happened, about 10 or 10 to 12. Me and my other friends would play along the driveway across from his house. Almost every day we'd see a shirtless, or maybe more than shirtless, man.
Pantsless?
Uh-oh. Staring at us from his window, peeking from behind the blinds. We'd all get really uncomfortable, and once we even yelled at him to ask why he was staring. He simply said, "I like watching you play."
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Later on, when my mom told me the man across the street had murdered his wife, I got the chills, knowing that he looked at us and knowing that he had killed her so close when I would have been playing or doing my homework right there, and I knew nothing. And that's the Lomita murder. P.S. I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, boy.
I just wanted to let you know that my boyfriend's name is Gio.
Oh, he's such a handsome boy.
So I find it so funny when you swoon over little baby G. Give him kisses and treats for me. Allie, Team Milkshake.
Such a...
Whoa, Eva is knocked out of the park in that first story. Allie, that is bananas crazy.
Wow. So, boiled the meat, but then didn't tell us where the meat went.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he probably just disposed of it.
Oh.
I feel like it would have been it.
Was wondering if there was like a Sweeney Todd complex going on.
It seems like he probably just was like, get rid of it. I don't know. Maybe.
Wild.
That is nuts.
If a neighbor ever said like, oh, I just like watching you sleep. I'd be like,
watching you play.
Watching, ooh. Well, I guess that's probably not as bad. But still.
I don't know.
It's all bad.
It's just all bad.
It's all bad.
I need some wine. Take it away, Em.
Okay. This one is from Alex with two X's, which makes them extra bad.
Extra bad.
I always thought anyone whose name had an X in it was just like way too cool for school.
Alexander.
Well, I knew someone
that changed
in
everything.
High school named Axel, and I was like...
It's very German.
I mean, you
it's
can't
a very German name.
Like, you can't be like, you're just like immediately seen as a stronger person if your name is like Axel
or like Atlas. Maybe it's these A names. I feel like are very like.
Sure.
No. Okay.
I've just never met anyone named Atlas. I knew a dog named Atlas when I was little.
I know a dog named Atlas.
It's a good name for a dog.
It's a strong dog.
Strong dog. So. Alex says, hello, Gio.
Oh, wait. Allie, your boyfriend, is he there? Alex says hi.
Hello, Gio. And then, hi, Em and Christine, with a smiley face.
All right, fine. You threw the smiley face in, I'll forgive you.
Not going to lie, I found your podcast probably 3 weeks ago, and I'm completely caught up, listener stories and all. That's amazing, because I think about the, like, year.
Oh, yes.
And several months of episodes that we've done, and someone can still actually just listen to all of it in 3 weeks. That must be what it's like to be like an actor who like spends months and months on a TV show and then everyone binges it in a night.
Or they watch the first episode and they're like, meh. And then yeah. It's like, wait, I just spent 2 years on this and you're like, no.
It's like that one-star review we have on iTunes and I'm like, ah.
We actually have like 38, 43.
I consider it one because when you look at all the 5 stars
okay,
small potatoes.
All right, fine.
I hear you, 40 people, but I also choose to ignore you.
Okay.
All right. Alex says, been having some crazy dreams as well as I find myself being super paranoid, probably from listening to
us. You're welcome.
Let's crack into my story. I live in Westminster, Colorado. So my junior year of high school, I remember hearing about a young woman getting attacked at a lake close to my school. A man had attempted to grab her, but she fought him off and escaped. This was so close to the school that they warned us not to go out alone. About a week or two goes by, and that's when it happened. A 9-year-old girl named Jessica Ridgway never made it to school. She usually met a friend at a park by her house, and they would walk to school together. This launched into a search all over my neighborhood. When her backpack was found with her glasses in it, people really started to get scared. Police had dogs combing nearby fields, and students at my school were coming up with stories about how the man had tried to grab them at the grocery store. Mm. I doubt any of them were true, but still. Everyone was definitely shooketh, since this was in our community. So a week or so goes by with nothing but items that were hers showing up until a 911 call came from the mother of my classmate, Austin, who was 17 at the time. He had taken Jessica, dressed her up like a high school cheerleader, raped and murdered her.
What?
He then chopped her up. A lot of chopping up. Jesus.
Eva, Are you Eva, okay?
What is your interest in this?
What keyword did you search?
Chop. He then chopped her up, hid some of her bits in nearby towns to throw off the police. But had, I'm sorry, Christine, hidden her torso.
You know!
Christine has a thing about torsos, by the way, Eva, so you really nailed it.
No.
Had hidden her torso and head in his parents' crawl space.
What a psycho! I keep looking at Eva like, can you believe this? She's like, yes, I've read it. But what the actual hell?
If you're interested, you can go online and listen to the full phone call of the mom calling the police to tell them what her son had done. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Do you think she's like...
She's like, I just found a head and a torso in my crawl space.
She must be like horrified because she's calling it about her own son.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? No. Oh, my God. Okay.
As for me, I was the type to talk to everyone. And since Austin hung out by the locked doors in the cafeteria, he would usually open them for me each morning and I'd kind of just chat with him. I always just thought he was a shy goth kid. Never once did I get chills or a bad feeling from him. Yet all along, he was fantasizing about doing this. Anyway, thanks for listening to my story. Also, M, what do you have against Scorpios? I know we're a little evil, but Sagittarius is much worse.
Oh, now we're going to start a war.
Listen, I didn't say that Sagittariuses are worse. I'm going to stick with my thing about the Scorpios.
Do you have an explanation there?
My ex was a Scorpio, and I hate her. Does that work?
I mean, I think that everyone can sympathize. Wow, that is heartbreaking and awful.
Oh, yeah.
Holy God.
Okay, so let's see if 3 for 3, there's a chopped up body somewhere.
Let's see. Let's read the subjects.
Just read the subjects, you're going to figure out.
I just want to pick one randomly.
Randomly by the intrigue you get from the title.
Yeah.
Just randomly the best one that I've read.
They're all pretty similar.
I'm going to do it randomly by my favorite one.
They're all pretty similar about... to pick this one called Listener Story because it's vague.
Okay. Surprise. I like vague.
This is from either Angel? Angel? Angel. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? It's Angel, Angel?
Angel or Angel? I don't know. So let's go with Angel. Dear Em and Christine, first of all, I'm Team Milkshake.
Well, thank you. Clearly. Thank you. So far, two of them are Team Milkshakes. I'm into that.
I picked wrong.
You didn't pick at all.
I picked just now.
Oh, I was like, Eva, pick these.
Oh, no.
I see what's happening. Yes, you picked vague
should've,
good ones.
Should have known. Dear Emma Christine, first of all, I'm Team Milkshake, but that's mainly because I can't legally drink.
Why'd you gotta explain it?
So who knows if that'll change in the future.
It always freaks me out that, like, people who are, like...
Yeah, all the minors are
in minors are, like, all about me, and then as soon as they get old enough, they're like, Team Christine!
Yeah, I get all the cool adult teens. Whoa, that was weird.
I get all the young teens. I get like 14-year-olds.
I'd like to start with a sappy and long intro that you can skip. Oh my. About how much I love your podcast. I'm a junior in high school, and as a junior, no one I know is as into conspiracies, true crime, and paranormal stories, etc. as me. Especially no one within the small group of friends I have. Actually, when you get older, you'll find your people. Seriously, I don't think
it's true.
I didn't have friends who like were into this stuff when I was in high school.
Oh, I did. But I was also part of quite the odd bunch. So.
Yeah. I just was like, nobody. I was like...
All my friends were like the ragtag team, so...
Yeah, I had like two friends. all my friends were just two people. When I realized Spotify has podcasts fitting these categories, I was thrilled. But as I listened to each one, none of them were the right mix or fit for me. Just as I was about to give up and go back to just reading spooky blogs, I found, and that's where I drink. Aww. It's a perfect podcast for me, and you guys make every story you tell way more interesting than if it were Helvetica text against a purple background.
Yay!
I've never received
such a compliment.
Wow.
Highest compliment.
Just blown away. I could go on forever. Please do.
Don't stop.
But I'll wrap this part up.
No.
Thank you so much for making such an amazing...
What a kind junior from high school.
Thank you for that nice, heartwarming
intro.
Now on to the good stuff, or at least I think it's good stuff. As a small child, I lived in a small apartment on a not-so-good and pretty old side of town. People had obviously died in these buildings, obviously, as they'd been around for a long time, and it didn't matter whether it was of old age or a drug deal gone wrong or anything in between. Just a few months after my parents had moved into this apartment, my dad woke up in the middle of the night because he felt like he was being watched. He turned his head to look at the clock and immediately jumped at what he saw. On the wall the bed was against, there was a translucent face sticking out, its eyes staring straight at my dad.
Nope.
He freaked out, obviously, and turned to wake my mother. When he turned back, the face was gone, and we all believed him because while he goofs around a lot, he's dead serious when he tells that story. We also believe him because of the persistent problem involving my imaginary friend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Who appeared around the time I was 2. My room in this apartment was always freezing, and my mom at first wrote it off as just a maintenance problem of some sort. As I got older and could talk more and more, though, my mom grew wary of some sort of supernatural force being at play.
Oh, no.
I would spend hours upon hours in my room playing with my imaginary friend, even very late at night. My mom says she woke up around 3 a.m. multiple times to hear me talking, and when she went to check on me, I would be sitting straight up in bed in the dark, talking to the open closet she was sure had been closed. Oh, my.
Here we go.
Looking through old childhood diaries and scouring my memories, I remember that my imaginary friend was a tall man.
Oh, my.
Who I called Joe. Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
This is upsetting. Most of the drawings I made of us showed me in a very tall, dark male figure with no distinct facial features.
Sounds very Slender Man-y.
It does, doesn't it? Yikes. That's when my mom started to really freak out, since I would always insist Joe was my friend in the closet. LOL.
Lol. Yeah.
Friend in the closet, lol.
And that I used to be that friend.
I have a friend in the closet. That's funny. And that he didn't want her and my dad to know about him. Jesus.
Jeez.
Can you imagine your kid being like, my friend in the closet doesn't want you to know he exists. He's a tall man with no facial features.
Oh my God, I'd be like, we're leaving this house.
I would burn the whole house down. Like, what?
And then the kid would be like, that's why he doesn't want you to know.
You've set his demonic spirit free. I'm sorry.
With the eternal flame, I give you life. You are reborn.
Oh my.
Yep.
This got real.
I just watched the Infinity War, so that's why that happened, because I was rewatching Thor.
Oh. But I thought you made that up. I was like, Jesus.
No, I'm not a fucking poet.
I thought you got real, like, Edgar Allan Poe on me there for a second.
No. But I mean...
You should have let me believe that. Oh, it's fun.
I mean, no one else would have believed it, so... We would have had emails being like, okay, nice try.
Boop, 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 boop. Here we go. Throughout my life, we've moved several times, but no matter what, I've always felt like someone was watching me and near me. Every house we move to, my bedroom will always be colder than the rest of the house.
No.
And I never stopped talking about Joe. Oh, my God. Even when we moved out of the apartment, my mom was always worried about this, and around my 7th birthday, decided to ask our old building manager about the apartment, as he'd been looking after it since the late 80s. The manager confirmed her fears that, yes, a man had died in that apartment from either a bloody suicide or a well-planned murder. They couldn't tell. He had been found slumped in the closet of what was later my bedroom, and his name had been Joseph!
No.
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 Oh, my God.
What?
I'm just glad that she asked that after they moved.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Understandably, my mom freaked out yet again because she hadn't mentioned I called my imaginary friend Joe. And when she got back home, she began a rigorous routine of constantly saging the house and making me wear special charms and bracelets to ward off...
Fair.
That's you and me as parents. To ward off spirits and the like.
Make a necklace out of a Bible.
Just hang it around your neck.
It's like, just carry it everywhere.
Especially because of the crazy, overwhelming feelings and panic attacks I would get when I would wake up from dreams where Joe had been towering over me as I lay in my bed.
Mm-mm.
The charms and sage seemed to work because Joe kind of faded away around the time I turned 9. But to this day, my room is freezing even with the heat blasting throughout the house, and I'll wake up every so often to the terrifying feeling of eyes staring at me in the darkness from my closet.
No.
I know that was super long, but I hope you enjoyed it even a little bit. P.S. I loved your episode involving the Menger Hotel, that M called the Menger Hotel. Which,
I mean, that wasn't planned. Can you tell?
I live in San Antonio, and the Ghost City plus demon tours there are super fun and spooky. Angel / Angel
/ Menger Menger.
Yeah, who knows? Wowza.
You know, I will say that, like, for the people who have, like, really cold rooms, like, during the summer, that's awesome. Like, even when it's, like, really hot out, it's like, okay, but I've got the ghost to cover it. It's fine. My place is always a little chilly. I feel
like it's awesome until at nighttime you're like, there's something staring at me and it's really cold, yeah. Even though it's summertime.
I mean, that's not the fun part.
And you have no explanation.
Right. Yes. Okay.
I'm pumped for yours now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is there a reason?
No.
Oh, you're just...
I just love this, like, because usually I give you the story, so I know it already and I pretend to react.
Well, now everyone knows that secret. So
everyone already knew that because we've said that Okay.
Here is one from Maddie.
Addie or Maddie?
Maddie.
Maddie.
You want to say hi to Maddie?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, Maddie.
She says hi. I'm Maddie, and I just started watching your show.
Watching. It.
Okay, Mom.
Then my stepmom called and goes, last name goes, you know, it seems like your blog is really good. I was like, what?
It was like when we first started our podcast, your mom was like, I can only get audio. I don't understand. I can't see it. I can't see it. Okay. I'm Maddie, and I just started watching your show about 2 months ago. Show me how you do that so I can do it next time, Maddie.
Well, you're doing it right now, man.
I never liked podcasts until I found yours. Aw.
That's so sweet.
I actually found your podcast when I had the flu, and it was the only thing I could stand listening to.
She's like, I'm going to vomit, and I have a fever, but this will do.
You both are wonderful, and I want to hang out with you guys.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
That was wild. Did you see that?
What the fuck?
God, that shit always happens to us.
Every time we record, Walt wants a drink. That's all. You guys?
Guys, the wine bottle literally just uncorked itself in front of us, and the cork rolled away.
Just flew out of the wine bottle.
I hope we got that little sound snippet.
The pop?
It literally popped out of the bottle by itself.
Popped out of the bottle.
And it was like...
It was in there.
It was in there.
I put it in there. I'm gonna hold my wine. Eva's like, stay away.
Eva's like, I've never had a ghost experience. Okay, that... I literally watched a cork fly out of a bottle by itself. That has never happened.
Was weird. I think it's because you said, I want to hang out with you. And Walt was like, cheers, I'm down.
Walt, if that was you, can you make this cork
pop out? No more.
If it did...
Stop it.
I'd be like, let's fucking sage the place. Okay.
I mean, Walt, you can hang out with us all you want.
Walt, I mean, Walt doesn't like wine, though. He likes gin.
Walt said he drinks whatever he wants.
Okay. Anyway. You both are wonderful and I...
Wow.
Wonderful.
I'm so... Wow. Okay.
You both are wonderful and I want to hang out with you guys. Let's just skip over that all.
Yeah, don't say it again.
So, I'm from Wisconsin and I feel like we are really known for cheese, beer, and serial killers. Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, that's a trifecta, really.
I have a quick story, not overly exciting, but interesting, about the famous Jeffrey Dahmer. Not exciting, I'm sure.
I love when people are like, it's not a great story.
It's not that great. I just helped a murderer.
It's fine.
Okay. My grandpa lived in Milwaukee, and he was driving one day when he saw a man who seemed lost in the side of the road. He pulled over, and the man asked him for directions. My grandpa gave him directions and then left. A while later, when watching the news, he saw a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer, and it was the man he had given directions to.
Ah!
Gives me chills, because that man was fucked up.
Oh, yes. Okay. I haven't done him yet.
No.
I should do... I mean, I will, eventually.
Okay, I have two more short ghost stories as well. So one happened to me when I was around 8 years old. I slept at my grandma's house, and I always slept on a classy pull-out couch in the living room.
One day a cork flew out of the wine bottle on the living room table.
I had woken up and looked over by the patio doors. There was a black shadowy figure standing in the door, almost like my grandma had gotten up to let the dogs out. I sat up a bit more and realized it wasn't my grandma. I quickly hid under the covers. Of course, when I looked up, it was gone, and I ran to my grandma's room. She was sound asleep.
Mm-mm.
I never slept over again.
Oh, that's nice.
After that. I'm pretty sure it was the ghost of my great-grandma who had died there. Maybe. My sister saw the same figure a couple years later. Okay, last story. Sorry, this is so long. Okay, this is so much shorter compared to the other stuff we get, so you're fine.
It's not long.
My last one happened just a couple months ago in my grandma's house again. My mom has been cleaning my grandma's house out because my grandma moved out. That's fair. She was there
checks
one
out
that checks out that good tracks. Alibi
all right.
She was there one day cleaning out her sister's room, who had passed away before I was alive. Oh. She found Aunt Terry's jewelry box and wound it up to hear the music. She tried winding it up and it wouldn't make any noise. She waited a good 5 minutes and nothing. Then she decided to clean another part of the house. After another couple minutes, she heard a song playing through the house from the jewelry box. It was playing a song with the words "I love you" playing nonstop. At that time, she felt like someone was with her. My mom just said, "I love you too," and the feeling went away. When she told me that, I said I would have ran away, but thought it was her sister talking to her and really treasured that. Those were my stories. I'm definitely Team Wine Shake. Love you guys, and you should come to Wisconsin sometime. I'll buy you beer and cheese.
Hell yeah!
Thank you, Maddie.
It just takes that. Thank you, Maddie. My friend Celine has a story about a music box that's so fucking creepy.
Oh, you've said it before to me. I don't know if you've said it on the show, though.
I think it was just to you on one of those late night talks.
Say it.
I don't really remember. I need her to send it in. I'm going to ask her to send it in. Essentially, what happened was there was this music box in her house for like 12 years that never did anything. And one day she got home and I'm going to butcher it. I don't really know. But something weird. She just felt really weird. She was home alone. The music box started playing from her bedroom. And she was like, that's bizarre. So she got freaked out, went out in the back and saw two men walking down the hill. We were next door neighbors and we had this big like wooded hill behind us. And our treehouse was at the top, and she said two men were just walking down the hill, like, towards her yard. And she just ran to the neighbors and stayed with her.
Like, they had been in the house playing the music box?
No, it was like they were coming from the hill, like, down towards her
house. Oh, weird.
It was just very creepy. I have to ask her to tell the story.
It was almost like the music box was warning her.
Something, yeah, maybe.
That, like, if...
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Like, they were intruding.
Yeah, because
like, they were going to try to break into her house, and the music box warned her to leave.
Because that's why we were always so confused, because I was like, because I mean, we did have break-ins growing up. We weren't in a great area, so the two dudes walking down the hill were like, she was like, yeah, they looked like burglars, like they were coming down the hill. I don't know what they were doing. They were not
maybe the music box was like, I know this will freak you out if it plays, so
and also
let's
that
play.
House had been in her family for like generations, so who knows.
Oh, maybe her family member was warning her.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I should talk to her about that. I think she listens to that podcast now, so I'm like, I need to stop just, like, making up. I'm always like, this happened to my friend. I don't really know. And then I tell it, and she's like, that's sort of what happened. And I'm like,
that's kind of right.
That's embarrassing.
Okay. One more from you, then one more from me.
Okay.
That's how this works.
Oh, both of these subjects are so good. Okay, let me read this one. Podcast, champagne, two dogs, one cat, no sex, and chill, ?
Oh, sure.
Yes is my answer. Hey guys, so I recently got hooked on the ATWWD podcast. Actually, a couple days ago. Christine, in the past couple days, you've inspired me to drink a bunch of wine.
That's been your life goal this whole time, though. Congratulations, Christine.
I've become my mother.
You influence others around you.
And my stepmother. Uh-oh. Good for me. And binge ATWWD, kind of like podcast and chill. But I drink champagne with my dogs. Oh, got a bougie podcast listener here.
Oh, yeah.
Alexandra. I drink champagne with my dogs. My cat likes to listen, too. And there's no sex involved.
Well, that's good, because if the only people there are your dog and your cat, maybe no sex should happen.
So glad you specified, I guess.
I mean, that was my first thought. I was like, sounds like they're having a lot of sex. Like, those pets, those drunk champagne drunk pets.
Champagne. So kind of like podcast champagne, two dogs. Okay, we're going to say the subject again. Two dogs, one cat, no sex and chill, ?
It's like, I drink champagne with my dog, but don't worry. There's no sex happening. Don't worry. It's like, whew, that was what we were.
Oh, my God. Okay. And you're inspiring as well.
Oh, boy.
Your stories give me creepy butterflies.
Well, you're welcome.
I like it.
You're welcome. Especially, I just so it's all out there, like, I don't endorse sex with your champagne drunk dogs, just so you know. So it's good that that's happening. That it's not happening.
It's not happening. Okay. I've got two stories that I feel you both might find interesting. The first, sounds like you've a lot of stories we might find interesting. The first is about a ranch that my aunt used to live at in a small town outside of Dallas, Texas. She used to tell me about a woman that she would see on the porch looking into her bedroom.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. She was dressed in a white dress similar to an old-timey lace wedding dress. My aunt had many encounters with this woman. She was never violent with her, but seemed to be quite distressed and angry.
Ugh.
She would throw things. That seems pretty fucking violent to me.
That's violent enough.
She would throw things and stare at her with hate in her eyes. My aunt called her Matilda.
I'd call her Miss Trunchbull, but...
But, I guess throwing things? I don't know.
Maybe. Is she throwing them with her mind?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. One night, my cousin was in town, and we decided that we wanted to spend the night with my aunt at the ranch. So just to give you a mental picture, the house was set up to where you walked in the front door, and directly to your right, there's the dining room. On the other side of the dining room, there's the kitchen. Directly in front of the front door, there's the stairs that lead down to a room that has a bar and a pool table.
Hmm.
Nice. On the other side of the room, that the wall The wall that the bar sat on was a living room with a TV. That night, it was just my cousin, my aunt, and myself. After cooking dinner, the doorbell started ringing repeatedly. When my aunt would go to see who was at the front door, no one was there.
Not a good sign.
We blamed it on the neighbor's kids. Fair. It was a ranch. Remember?
Yes, I did not forget.
Remember?
Remember? I don't have sex with my dogs. I'm sorry. We're really butchering this. We know you don't.
I just feel like there's like, she's just drinking champagne like, remember? I'm like,
winky face, it's a ranch.
Do you remember?
No, I know what she means. Like, we thought it was the kids because it's a ranch. Remember?
Yes, yes. I understand. The neighbors were at least 5 miles away, but okay. Okay, so it's a ranch, so there's nobody around.
Right. This is very The Strangers.
Yeah, this is creeping me out. Which is, I think, why we keep forcing it to be funny.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, after about 30 minutes, the doorbell ringing calmed down. Oh, so it was, like, insistently ringing. Okay. The doorbell ringing calmed down for a bit, and we sat down to watch TV. After a few minutes of sitting down, we heard a loud glass-shattering noise. Oh, Jesus. Then we heard another and another. Then we heard the sound of multiple glasses shattering all at once. Oh, my God. My aunt hesitantly walked to the bar on the other side of the wall, and all the bottles were shattered on the floor.
Shut the fuck up.
Parentheses. I didn't realize then, but what a fucking waste.
Remember?
But like, God, I would be pissed.
God.
I would be freaked out, but mostly pissed. Like, seriously?
Yeah, I'd be like, you couldn't break something else.
You couldn't break like glasses. You had to break all the bottles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not okay. We spent the next 2 hours cleaning up those broken bottles. This is its own paragraph. My aunt moved. That's it. Oh, that's the end of the story. Okay, but there's one more about a UFO. But wow, that was the end of that story.
Woo. Okay, that's a wild story.
The doorbell kept ringing. They threw all the bottles of booze on the floor. That's not nice. What a mean ghost.
And if it's that same old woman, she's a bitch.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot about the old woman.
She's just a bitch.
Maybe she was like a prohibition.
Maybe she was like super, super religious and was like, do not drink. It's the devil's playthings, you know?
That's probably what she said.
I mean, she was screaming it via doorbell, remember?
Right. Remember? Oh my God. That's funny. Okay. Alexander, you're giving us quite a laugh here.
Is it Alexander or Alexandra?
Alexandra.
Okay.
The other story is about a UFO. My UFO.
Your own?
Are you an alien?
Can you drive it?
Jesus.
Drive it over here. I want
to
see it.
No, I don't. Drive it to Pasadena. I don't want to see it.
Okay, never mind.
You show him. My UFO that may be my friends or maybe tracking me. Who knows? LOL.
Ha ha ha.
Nope.
What does this mean?
Prequel. That seems really funny. Also, she's a lot of dot, dot, dots, which just like cracks me up.
It makes me think that she's a mom because every mom doesn't understand that you can just press space. But I feel like that's space. Why.
Think she may be an alien.
Oh, right.
You know, she's
like one of those UFO humanoids, like trying to be very human.
Like,
I am a human. I love human things, like drinking water, like random. Like, you think you're doing well as a human, but you're kind of just not really hitting it.
You're just doing dot, 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 dot. Remember? prequel. Dot, dot, dot. When I was about 3 years old, my mom, a single mother, swore that I was implanted with trackers by aliens.
Okay. Your mom and you are interesting people.
Dear. One night, my mom and I were sleeping together. I hated sleeping on my own. And she suddenly woke up in the middle of the night. As she woke, she saw a dark, tall figure touching my nose and ears. Oh, for fuck's sake. She quickly realized that she was paralyzed. She tried to scream, but no sound came out. After minutes of her internally panicking, the dark figures left. As soon as they were gone, she had so much adrenaline that she physically ran out of the bed and into the wall. Yep, into the wall. She had a bruise on her face. Oh, my. Oh, no. She then spent the next couple of months taking me into doctors, saying that I needed to be examined to make sure that there are no implants in my nose and ears. Side note, can we just talk about the look she probably got from all the doctors? Haha. Either way, they never found anything.
Haha. Also, my thought, though, is like, if an alien did put an implant in you, they obviously have technology that we don't. It's probably like so minuscule we wouldn't be able to catch it, or it's invisible to our eye.
But can you imagine the fear of like your little baby? You're like a single mom, and you're like, there's these creatures touching your baby.
I mean, yeah, that's horrible.
And you can't move, and then you're like something.
You know what's wild? Like, think of all the ghost stories that we get, like all the listener stories.
Yeah.
Like that one, the one that we always talk about where she found her son in the hallway with the table upside down and he's 3 years old. Imagine in like 15 years when he's telling, like, he's the product of the story.
Yeah.
Like, imagine hearing it from his end. Right. She's probably, when she used to be a kid, didn't know that she'd have to tell that story her whole life.
No. How creepy.
Imagine, like, being on your first date and you're like, well, you know, I have, like, an alien implant in my nose.
I think Alexander...
It's like two truths and a lie, like, at a sorority. Like, okay, say something you don't think we would know. It's like,
oh, my God, that would be the best two truths and a lie. Because everyone would be like, you're bad at this game. And you'd be like, nope, that's actually true. Also, she's probably just drinking champagne with her dog. So I feel like she's such a gem.
I mean, she's made it anyway.
She's clearly living a great life. Okay. Fast forward to when we were in high school, my friend and I were hanging out on her driveway of her parents' house. We were there for hours, having multiple people stop by to hang out. While out there, we noticed a bright star that was moving up and down, side to side. It also appeared to be blinking as well. Dot, dot, dot. It was not a star.
Oh,
you need to write a screenplay, Alexandra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At about 3 a.m., the light, we'll call it a light now, was getting closer and closer. Being super smart, my friend and I walked out into the middle of the driveway and stood directly under the light. All of a sudden, it flew directly down and hovered over the driveway for about 30 seconds before quickly flying away. May I mention, while hovering, we noticed it was the size of at least a football field.
Most are. Like, in a lot of stories, really? They say that a UFO is like the size of a football field.
That big?
Yeah.
Holy shit. The sound was as if a helicopter was flying less than 50 feet away from us. However, there was no wind. Again, we're super smart. My friend and I, probably Em and Christine, quickly grabbed our phones and got into our car. We obviously had to chase it. As soon as we got into the car, my mother...
We obviously had to tweet about it.
We obviously Facebook Live the whole thing. As soon as we got in the car, my mother called me at 3 a.m. and said she had a terrible feeling and wanted me to get home immediately.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I told her what was going on, and she begged me not to follow the flying object and come home.
That's so crazy.
I told her I couldn't come home and dot, 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 we followed it anyways. Come on, Alexandra, listen to your mama.
I feel like that's enough evidence to listen to your mom at least this one time.
How creepy, right? At least this one time.
Mm-hmm.
However, nothing was to be found. We later found out that we were not the only people that saw the object fly down. No one ever accounted for the object hovering above them for an extended amount of time, though, except for us. I hope you enjoyed. Love y'all. Keep being awesome. Alexandra. P.S. I drink because my pet's hair is constantly in my champagne glass. Well, yeah.
That's why you drank, not because you're, like, part fucking alien? Got some weird priorities there, girl.
Abducted? It can be quite frustrating. Maybe this is a sign I should just drink directly from the bottle. Something to contemplate. Heart.
Sounds ideal.
Alexandra, I feel like I want to hang out with you. You seem...
Alexandra,
wait, is she the one who, when we said... No, that was the other one. When the last one, we said, I want to hang out with you, and then the cork popped out. That was the other one.
That was Maddie.
God, this is a wild ride. Okay. Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
There's a second page.
No, it's
not. Oh.
Promise. Okay, this is from Jess.
What do you say always? Love you, mean it.
Love you, mean it.
Makes me laugh.
Love your hair, hate your guts.
It's really funny. Okay.
I was in a sorority, guys. Love to love you. Okay, so.
I was not. I was really not.
So, this is from Jess.
Hi, Jess.
She starts it with, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yes.
And hit send early.
Oh.
Whoops. Oh, because if you look at the very top, it just says, hi, I'm in Christine, comma.
That's its own email.
It literally just says, hi, I'm in Christine.
I think that would have made it on the show regardless.
Yeah. Actually, we already had this planned. You just really helped
you
yourself along.
Added to it.
Okay. Hi, so the first email, hi, I'm in Christine.
Hi.
Second email, I'm a fucking idiot and hit send early. Anyway, I've got a story for you. My grandparents both passed away at home.
Oh, no.
My grandpa went first, and afterward, nobody would go into his room. It just felt like you were intruding.
Aww.
He was a very private guy with a bit of sketchy history, so it makes sense he wouldn't want us prying through his stuff. Only my, quote, eccentric uncle felt comfortable in the room and would even sleep in the bed where my grandpa died.
Ooh. Eccentric, indeed.
I think the quoted word you were looking for is brave.
Yes, fair.
Anyways, when my grandmother passed away, my mother and I found it impossible to go into the house alone. Most of our family didn't seem to notice it, but we were there constantly. We agreed that there was a very dark feeling in the house, and it felt like you were being watched. Well, after neighbors reported seeing people moving in the house and dark figures on my porch, my weird uncle... We've moved from eccentric to weird, by the way.
Oh, no.
My weird uncle decided to stay in the house to keep strangers away. He stayed there alone for weeks while his eventually ex-wife and children stay at home. So he was living there by himself while his family was at a different house.
Oh my God.
He was never the same. He went from being goofy and weird to sullen, paranoid with a very quick temper. His wife left and took the kids. Fast forward about 5 years, he's living two states away after having finally finished with a very ugly divorce. Suddenly, we get a call that my aunt, who's his ex, has been found dead.
No!
Police ended up saying it was natural causes due to a heart murmur. Her doctor said that he found that unlikely as she just had her checkup and was in very good health.
Oh my God.
That was one of a few things that made the family and neighbors question the official ruling. I'd get into the details, but on the off chance my family listens to this podcast, I'm going to keep it vague.
The off chance? We're very popular.
Yeah, excuse you. We are A-list celebrities, Jess.
I'm sorry. This is me, like, just feeling so... I'm doing the M.
Christine's drunk, and I'm just feeding into it.
Drunk. I'm just pulling an M and trying to make this funny when it's, like, upsetting me deeply.
Okay, so here's what's going on with the aunt. She had a wound and had clearly moved after quite a bit. She had a wound and had clearly moved around quite a bit after having received it. There was blood in a room other than the one she was found in.
What heart murmur, I ask?
Several pages of her journals had been torn out. The most questionable thing, though, my uncle, who lived far away, was only a few towns away.
Yeah, yeah.
For no reason. He just wanted to take a drive.
Do people literally... I mean, you watch TV and you're like, well, that guy's clearly going to get caught. And now it's like real life and...
She says, I don't know if he killed her, but I know we never saw him again. He took my cousins and completely cut off all ties with his entire family. I also know to this day, I have reoccurring nightmares about my grandmother's house and no one has lived in it for a very long time after we sold it. Holy shit. There's my story. Love the podcast. Found it when I was driving alone through backwoods Georgia for 3 hours. Y'all keep me awake for the drive or kept me awake from the drive and the next couple of nights. All the best, Jess.
Oh my God. Woof. People have had... led lives, man.
Yeah, oh yeah. We just tell them. You guys live it. We just say it.
We just eat lollipops and drink some wine.
Mm-hmm.
Woof.
And Eva just sits there and watches our reactions to her choosings.
Listen, she reads through all of these.
Well, first of all, bravo, Eva, not Jess. And maybe Jess.
Well, bravo, Jess, too.
Bravo, all of you, yes, for your lives. Yes. Bravo, Eva, for reading these.
Thank you for helping us do this. Mm-hmm. This was... probably my favorite so far.
Such a doozy.
Yeah, my favorite so far.
All right, guys.
Thank you for listening.
And you will hear another listeners episode June 1st.
Oh my God, that's 2 days away from our birthdays.
Yeah, which means it's going to be in...
Oh God,
you're going to hear a lot of nonsense.
Pain in the ass that month.
That we... I don't know if you remember last year around June.
Oh my.
We were so fucking annoying.
We suck.
Get ready. It's going to happen again.
We're Gemini twins. We are a
We're
nightmare.
Twin twins.
Yes, 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 yes.
And...
we are nightmares.
It's about to be a real raucous month. And
raucous indeed.
We know... we're going to be annoying, so, like, we don't need the emails. We know.
We'd like you to just know in advance that we know.
We're very excited about the whole thing, and if you're not, then you can just step away until July.
Just step away.
See you there.
Step back.
And that's it.
That's all I have. Also, today, our Wine and Crime crossover episode was released, so listen for that. That was so much fun. It's a really great episode. We do wine-themed murder/ghosts.
Yes.
It's all wine-themed episode.
It's a good time.
It's really fun. And that's all I got, too.
And that's why we drink.
And that's why we drink. Bye!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.